الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحب أن يمد له في عمره ويوسع له في رزقه وتدفع عنه ميتة السوء فليتق الله وليصل رحمه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama ikram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam. Throughout the ages, one of the primary conditions for the help and succor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being at the behest of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the primary conditions for this has been the unity of the hearts of the ummah. And if you look in the seerah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to maintain and to preserve the unity of his ummah went to great lengths, great qurbani, great sacrifice. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself undertook and no expense, no sacrifice was spared on the behalf of Sahaba Ikram also. Seerah is replete with incidents of this nature, indicating to us the extent to which Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted his ummah at all times to preserve the unity and conformity of the hearts. He was not only Nabi of Insan, he was Nabi of the animals also. And one incident brings very, very clearly to the fore this point of the extent to which Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was concerned of the unity of the hearts. That on one occasion a camel came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this camel spoke to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and complained of the ill treatment it was receiving from its master. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the Sahabi who owned this camel and made a request to him. He said, will you cede this camel over to me? Will you gift it to me? This Sahabi immediately relented and he gifted willingly and gladly this camel over to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed this camel and said, you are free now. Your days of ill treatment and suffering are over. The response of this camel was, we find in the riwayat, فَرَغَى رَغْوَةً فَقَالَ آمِينَ ثُمَّ رَغَى الثَّانِيَةً فَقَالَ آمِينَ ثُمَّ رَغَى الثَّالِثَةً فَقَالَ آمِينَ ثُمَّ رَغَى الرَّابِعَةً فَبَكَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ The sound which a camel makes, it did this. One time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said Ameen, second time Ameen, third time Ameen, and fourth time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam began crying. Sahaba having witnessed this incident, they questioned him that Ya Rasulullah, what transpired, what occurred? He said that the camel made dua, The first dua, may Allah rid you of your fears as you have rid me of mine. To this I said, Ameen. Then the next dua the camel made, may Allah Ta'ala protect your ummah from being destroyed by some calamity, earthquake, natural disaster, etc. To this I said, Ameen. Third dua, may Allah protect your ummah from being annihilated by a tyrannical ruler. This also I said, Ameen. And the fourth dua which the camel made, may Allah Ta'ala protect your ummah from their hearts becoming disunited, from ikhtilaf, from differences, from conflicts arising amongst them. This time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started crying. He did not say Ameen, because he says, when this camel made this dua, Allah sent Jibreel to me and informed me that this dua will not be accepted. Ikhtilaf, ye tab'i cheez hai, it is a natural thing. Differences will arise, conflict situations will arise. But unfortunately, to a very large extent, if we look in the lives of the ummah today, when faced with these conflicts, when faced with these differences of opinion, instead of adopting the talimat and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are looking towards the ways of others. We want to go to court to resolve our conflicts, to resolve our differences. We want to fight legal battles. We start arguing with one another. In instances, effort is made to publicly tarnish the image of one another. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala narrates, he says, we were sitting with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he asked us a question. Ayyu ural islami authaq? O my sahaba, tell me, which practice of Islam, which amal of my deen is the most powerful? Sahaba said, As-salah ya Rasulullah. The response of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, Hasanatun wa ma hiya biha. Salah is very good, but I was not referring to salah. Then they said, Siyamu Ramadan. The fasting of Ramadan is the most powerful and influential amal of deen. Again his response, Hasanun wa ma huwa bihi. Fasting is good, but I was not referring to that. Then they said, Al-jihadu fi sabilillah. Jihad in the path of Allah. Again he said, Hasanun wa ma huwa bihi. That also is good, but I was not referring to that. And then he himself gave the response to his question. He said, Inna awthaqa ural islami an tuhibba fillah wa tubghida fillah. O kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Islam ke sabse zyada mazboot amal, Islam ke rassi, the most powerful amal and action of my deen is that you should preserve the love and muhabbat amongst you. For the sake of Allah, love one another for the sake of Allah. Overlook your conflicts. Overlook your differences. Walk away from disputes. And if there is hatred also, that hatred should be for the sake of Allah. It should not be motivated by worldly concerns and worldly desires. Conflicts, as we mentioned, my respected brothers, will occur. Differences will be found. The question is how we react in the face of those conflicts. Allah Ta'ala in detail in the Quran has mentioned one conflict which occurred. What we call in Arabic jidal. One argument, one fight, one dispute. In fact, this was the first conflict that occurred in humanity. And in detail it has been mentioned in the Quran, so that this ummah understands what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants from you. Not coincidentally or by chance, but ironically, this conflict which is mentioned in Quran, which was the first dispute that took place in humanity, occurred between two brothers. And in this is ishara, in this is indication that in most instances, The arguments and the disputes that will occur in this ummah will happen between family members. Sila rahmi, preserving family ties. Really, my respected brothers, if we look at the wealth of ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that are found with regards to the emphasis which he placed at any circumstance, at any cost, he said, preserve your family ties. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion, he said, Inna Allah ta'ala lamma khalaqa rahim. He said, Allah ta'ala gave family ties a physical form. And when Allah ta'ala created it, Allah ta'ala addressed family ties and said, Ana ar-Rahman wa anta ar-Rahim. I am Rahman. I am the most merciful. And you are Rahim. You are family ties. I give you my word. Allah is saying, I give you my word. أَقْطَعُ مَنْ قَطَعَكِ وَأَصِلُ مَنْ وَصَلَكِ. That person who will preserve you, that person who will look after his family ties, I will preserve him. And that person who will destroy you, that person who will cut off from his family, that person who will get into disputes and hearts will be disunited with his family members, Allah says, I will cut off from that person. One hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna ar-Rahim mu'allakum bil arsh." He said, "Family ties is holding on to the arsh of Allah." Yunadi bil layli wal nahar, ya Rahman, silman wasalani fiq, waqta man qatani fiq. Oh, kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, family ties is holding on to the arsh of Allah. And every day and every night, this family ties addresses Allah and says, oh my Allah, join with the one who joins me. Join with the one who preserves me and cut off from the one who cuts off from me. Unfortunately, our understanding of what preservation of family ties is, that also is not correct. Our akhlaq and character generally is a reciprocal one. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. You smile with me, I'll smile with you. You see to me, I'll see to you. That is not akhlaq. That is not preservation of family ties. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Laysa al-wasilu bil mukafi." The one who reciprocates, does good with his family members if they do good with him, he is not one who has preserved family ties. The one who preserves family ties is that person is when his family eats up his haq. When they destroy his haq, when they oppress him, he becomes mazloom. He makes sabr in the face of their zulm and deals nicely with them. He is that ummati of mine who has preserved family ties. Coming back to that incident which we mentioned, the first dispute that took place in humanity was between two brothers. In this is ishara and indication. In this ummah, to a great extent, disputes will occur amongst family members. What is sunnatullah? What does Allah want from you when these disputes occur? The dispute occurred between the sons of Adam alayhi salam, Habil and Qabil. Very briefly, for our understanding in that time, for the procreation of humanity to be preserved, every year to Bibi Hawa alayhi salam, two twins would be born, a pair of twins would be born, one male, one female. The next year, another pair of twins. You were not allowed to marry the female that was born with you. You could only marry the one that was born in the next pair. Qabil, Allah made it such that his sister was very pretty. Habil, his sister was not so good looking. So Qabil was not prepared to relinquish his sister to Habil. He wanted to marry her himself. They brought this dispute to Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam told both of them, both of you give one qurbani, one sacrifice, one sadaqah. The one whose sadaqah is accepted will be able to marry her. Qabil was a farmer. He looked for his cheapest crops, put that on a high ground as his sadaqah. Habil tended and raised animals. He looked for the fattest and most expensive animal. He put that on a high mountain. The system at that time was a fire would come down from the heavens and would burn away and take up the accepted sadaqah. The fire came down, white smoke, Ibn Kasir rahmatullah alayhi says. He mentioned in his riwayat. The animal of Habil was accepted, Qabil's was rejected. Qabil became even more angry. Now even his sadaqah was not accepted. His rage against his brother intensified. He picked up an axe or a piece of wood and went threateningly towards his brother. La aqtulannak, I am going to kill you. Allah mentions this incident not for stories but for us to take sabak. Habil physically was stronger. His brother, and he was in the right. His brother was in the wrong. His brother advanced towards him. What was his response? He said, La in basatta ilayya yadaka li taqtulani ma ana bi basiti yadiya ilayka li aqtulak. إني أخاف الله رب العالمين إني أريد أن تبوء بإثمي وإثمك فتكون من أصحاب النار وذلك جزاء الظالمين. Interestingly, because it is pertinent to what we are mentioning, to such an extent Habil's qurbani was accepted. He had so much ikhlas that Mufassirin mentioned that that animal of his was lifted up, kept in Jannah, tended in Jannah till the time of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and that same animal was sent down as fidya and ransom for Ismail alayhi salam to be slaughtered by Ibrahim alayhi salam. He addressed his brother and he said that if you stretch your hand out to harm me, all those of us today who are demanding their haq and their right, listen carefully to this. When it comes to your family members, Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam does not want you to look for your right. Dispute with your family members are not an opportunity for you to demand rights. It is an opportunity for you to earn your akhirat. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that hadith which I mentioned in the beginning, what did he say? He said, let me give you a nuskha. Let Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam give you a prescription for three things. Take my guarantee. If you want barakat in your life, ulama explain one meaning of barakat in life. They say even after you are in your qabr, even after you are in your qabr, those good deeds which you are doing while you are alive, you will still get the reward. If you want that, and you want wealth, you want your rozi to increase, you want barakat in your dunya, and the third thing, you want to be protected from a bad death, you want your name to be remembered after you leave this world. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sadiqul Masduq sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the seven heavens and the seven earths can come to an end. Not one word of lie or exaggeration or ambiguity passed through his Mubarak lips. Listen with the ears of Iman, my respected brothers. How is it possible, before I translate, how is it possible that in an ummah whose master sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given such ta'leem, has taught us such akhlaq and character, that brother is not talking to brother, cousin is not talking to cousin, Muslims are fighting in court cases, pamphlets are being taken out, denigrating one another. Where is our ta'alluq with deen? Where is the honor of deen? Few years back in India, one court case took place. Two Muslims went to court before a Hindu judge. Look at the documents of that court case. That Hindu judge passed a comment. He said, today two Muslims have come to fight in my court. There is only one winner and one loser. Islam is the loser. Islam is the loser. When we cannot resolve our conflicts through Sharia, when we have to look for some other avenue, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, become mazloom. Become mazloom. Become the oppressed one when dealing with your family members, and I give you a guarantee, your wealth will increase. You will have barakat in your life. Allah will save you from a bad death. Your name will be raised up. Become mazloom when dealing with your family members. Become Habil. He addressed his brother, if you stretch your hand out to harm me, I will not raise my hand to protect myself. I will not retaliate. Why? Inni akhafu Allah rabbal alameen. I fear my Allah. Inni urid an tabu'a bi ithmi wa ithmik fatakuna min ashabin nar wa dhalika jaza'u dhalimin. If you will not listen to my advice, my brother, if you will not listen to my advice and put down that weapon, strike me, kill me, murder me, take from mine whatever you want, I will not oppose you. But understand, if you carry on with what you are doing, you will carry my sin and your sin, and your abode will be Jahannam. What? He did not listen to the advice. Habil's name was raised till Qiyamah. Habil's Qurbani was accepted. Habil was given darajas in Akhirat. And what was the outcome of Qabil? Not only disgraced in dunya, not only disgraced in dunya, Janabi Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, every murder that will be committed in my ummah till Qiyamah, a share and a portion of the guna of that murder will fall on Qabil. To that extent, Allah denigrated and brought him down. This dispute is mentioned in Quran. Another dispute also Quran mentions to teach us the importance of preserving family ties, to teach us the importance of preserving unity. We all know the famous incident where Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was slandered, accused of zina. That khatoon, that personality whose martaba and status was such that her being a partner with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that selection came from Allah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away with his mubarak lips on her bosom. The last thing to enter her stomach, to enter his stomach, was the saliva of Aisha radiallahu anha. Her brother Abdul Rahman entered the room. He had a miswak in his hand when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was on maradul wafat, on his deathbed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at it. Aisha asked him, Ya Rasulullah, do you desire miswak? He said, yes. She put the miswak in her mouth, softened it first. Her saliva was mixed with it. He then made miswak. That was the last action that he did before making parda from this world. Her hujra mubarak has become the roza and the resting place of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till Qiyamah. Every day, every morning and night, 70,000 malaika at dawn descend and send durood and salawat till sunset. 70,000 malaika come at sunset till the next morning on the hujra of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. Such a personality, slandered with zina. What greater and more heinous crime can there be? What was the response of her father, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu? That 1 month period before the wahi and revelation exonerating and clearing her name came down. In that entire 1 month, not one word of objection. All he said was, in the days of ignorance, we were not accused like this. Now that we have gotten Islam, how could such an accusation come on us? When she asked her own father, defend me, in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he remained silent. When Quran came down exonerating her, she turned to her father and she said, oh my father, you also didn't say anything in my honor or in my defense. What was his response? Ayyu sama'in tudhilluni wa ayyu ardhin tuqilluni illam aqul ma lam a'lam. Oh my daughter, which sky is going to shade Abu Bakr? And which earth is going to carry the burden of Abu Bakr and the weight of Abu Bakr? If I had to speak anything in a matter which I did not know about, I am not Alimul Ghaib, I did not know the truth, how could I utter one word in your defense? Nowadays, first thing we hear, nobody bothers about finding out the truth. As long as it's a juicy piece of gossip from 1 year to the next year, if there's any problem somewhere, instead of trying to contain the problem, we make it our life's mission to exacerbate and increase the problem. That unity and muhabbat of the heart no longer remains. Yet, one of those individuals who was most active in spreading this false rumor was a Badri Sahabi, Mistah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the cousin of Rasulullah, of Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr, prior to this incident, brought Mistah up. He would give him a monthly allowance. When Mistah was lashed 80 times for slandering Aisha, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, natural reaction. He said that that allowance which I used to give my cousin, I will no longer give him. He slandered my daughter. He slandered my daughter. I will not give him an allowance anymore. Allahu Akbar, Quran comes down. وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ يَيُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَلَا وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Appreciate the veracity of this injunction of Quran. Who is being addressed? Abu Bakr. Who would blame him for what he did? Yet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam summons Abu Bakr and reads this verse in front of him, the crux of the verse. Islam does not allow you to cut off allowance from your needy relatives. Islam does not allow you to cut off from your cousin. Abu Bakr, never mind what he did. My Allah says, Ala tuhibbuna an yaghfir Allahu lakum. Do you not want Allah to forgive you? Do you not want Allah to forgive you? If you want Allah to forgive you, then you will have to forgive Mistah. Abu Bakr, when he hears this, immediately he breaks his promise and he doubles the allowance. Doubles the allowance that he is giving that cousin of his who he brought up. What will our reaction be? Namak haram. What I did for him, and what is he doing? Why? Because we do not have the pure and mubarak seerah of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in front of us. My respected brothers, cutting off, severing family ties, disunity of the heart, this is bringing destruction to the ummah. It was the night of Arafat, the night of Arafat. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is sitting with Sahaba. What a mubarak majlis. What is his announcement? La yujalis ma'ana man amsa qati'a rahim. He said, that person who has severed family ties with any family member, please get up and leave my gathering. Please get up and leave my gathering. One sahabi goes away, comes back a little later. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asks him, what happened? He said, Ya Rasulullah, when I heard your announcement, there was one aunt of mine. There was a problem between me and her. There was a dispute. I went to her. I related what you said. She made ask for forgiveness for me. I asked for forgiveness for her. We patched up and I came back. Allah's Rasul Sassan said, listen, my ummah. Listen, my ummah. Allah's rahmat, Allah's mercy will never descend on a gathering if there is a person in that gathering who has severed his family ties. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, these sahaba and others, whenever they would make collective dua, before the dua they would announce, if there is anyone in this gathering that has severed family ties with his family members, please leave this gathering, otherwise Allah will not accept our dua. Abwaabu as-sama murtajjun an hadha dua. Abu Huraira used to say, the doors of the heavens are closed on this dua. The night of Arafat, the majlis of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what is he saying? Allah's rahmat will not descend if there is someone amongst us who has cut off family ties. One more incident and we will terminate, my respected brothers. Among sahaba ikram, there were those sahaba who were regarded as equivalent to 1,000. Once Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the governor, who had taken the Jama'at to Egypt. Sahaba were 4,000, the enemy were too much. He sent message for reinforcements to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Umar sends him another 4,000. And he writes a letter, with this 4,000, I'm sending another 4 sahaba. You have 4,000, another 4,000 and 4 sahaba. Zubair bin Awam, Miqdad bin Aswad, Ubadah bin Samit, and Maslama bin Mukhallad. What does Umar say? Each of these 4 people are equal to 1,000. So now you have 12,000, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لَيْ يُغْلَبْ إِثْنَا عَشَرَ أَلْفًا مِنْ قِلَّةٍ. No army of 12,000 of my ummah, because of lack of numbers, will be defeated. Each of these 4 is equal to 1,000.
There were certain other Sahaba also that were regarded as equal to 1,000. Muhammad bin Maslama radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Rafi bin Umair At-Tai radiallahu anhu. Qaqa bin Suwayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Tuwailid bin Khuwailid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And certain other Sahaba, amongst them Muhammad bin Maslama. On one occasion Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses him, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, strive in the way of Allah. He was equal to 1,000. One sahabi equal to 1,000. He said, strive in the way of my Allah. But when a time comes that the hearts of my ummah are disunited, when each one wants to do the other one down, at that time, Muhammad, go to the mountain of Uhud and break your sword. And then sit in your home. And if anyone comes to harm you, stretch your neck forward. Do not reciprocate. Do not try and protect yourself. Become like the son of Adam alayhi salam. Become like Habil. That time came in Sahaba also. When Muhammad bin Maslama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I am mentioning this for us to understand the nuksan and the harm that is being caused to the ummah today. When the hearts are disunited, when each one is trying to do the next one down. Muhammad bin Maslama, that sword which was equal to 1,000, because of disunity was laid down also. This thing, or this idea, I need my haq, I must demand my haq. What is your haq? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man taraka al-mira, wa huwa muhiqqun, buniya lahu baytan fi rabadil jannah. That ummati of mine, to preserve his family ties, to preserve the unity of the hearts, to preserve the muhabbat, when he is on haq, if he will walk away from a dispute, come, I am your guarantor on the day of judgment. Take from Allah a home in Jannatul Firdaus. In the highest Jannat, when you are on haq, if you will walk away from a dispute. This is the ta'aleem that is given to us, especially with our parents, especially with our family members, especially with our satis. Keep the seerah of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in front. Allah's help will never come unless the hearts of the ummah are united. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.
Syntech CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.